Will Rosenberg here, recording a short word with you. It is March 2011, and this short word is entitled, I Am Hungry. I am hungry. I want new revelation. I want new restored love. I want my hope to come back in full force. I simply want Jesus. Not because I have stumbled into this vocation of ministry, of missions and going around the globe. The reason I find myself in this place is simply that first love I found when I was a kid. Parents fighting, home in somewhat turmoil, and somehow Jesus got a hold of me. He held me in his arms and has never let me go. I want to go back to that place of being a kid, dwelling in his arms. I do not think I had revelation of his love back then, but he did grip me. Not sure how it happened, but it did. And he has been there all through the ups and downs of life. Honestly, I have been in somewhat of a winter, but I'm excited about the prospect of spring. I feel the wilderness a bit, but I gotta be getting to the end of this at some point. As the weather gets physically colder on this side of the planet, I long to step in the place where it is warm, where my heart is alive again, not fighting to survive, but fighting because that is how he made me. Not fighting to make a living in ministry, but rather to make an impact in the world. I am tired of fighting the wrong things, tired of losing the battles, tired of functioning in my own strength. I'm done. Yet I seem to somehow still hold on. I think I'm due for a good cry at some point, and when it comes, oh, how good it will be. I want to encounter the depths of God. I feel I've been looking in the wrong places lately. As I find myself wandering through this wilderness of transition. Yes, the last few months have been tough, but it feels good to know that all I can do, all I need to do is turn to the Lord. My first love. He is there. He is here, longing to embrace me, his son. That brings me back to the moment. I am hungry, sitting here in the midst of a community centered around prayer, seeking the face of God. The thing about being around people that spend many of their waking hours in prayer and worship is that you get the opportunity to do the same. I am hungry. There is something within me crying out for my first love, fighting against the voices inside me, striving for approval and validation, letting go of the voices that say I have to produce something. He has drawn me out in this time to be at his feet. My greatest desire is to be a Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Yet I am fighting to let go of the Martha within that wants to do. He has called me out in this time of transition, to sit and be loved by him. It's been a bumpy road, and for that I am grateful. This tension I feel is good. The hunger in my belly is good. The emptiness, it is good. The fervor that things cannot continue the same, it is oh so good. I cannot function as I have. I cannot go on the same. It is time for a change. Time for a resetting of things. I am hungry. I want to pursue God simply because I love him, not because it has become my paid vocation. Yes, I am confessing that I do not have it all together. Newsflash, you probably all knew that already. So I say again, it is time to let go. Time to let go once again and return to the start, to the place where all vision comes from. The beauty of Jesus. Where will I go from here? Honestly, I feel like I have no idea. But I'm not worried about it anymore. At least not at 11:17 on this refreshing evening. May you be blessed, and may there be hunger in your soul for Jesus.